Frank Wilkinson died on Monday in Los Angeles. Mr. Wilkinson was among the last people to be jailed in this country for refusing to answer the question, are you a communist?
Until the Supreme Court has resolved this matter and declared these kind of questions under compulsion to be illegal and unconstitutional, I refuse to answer the questions to the committee when I've been called.
That was at a House Un-American Activities Committee hearing in 1958. But it came after several years of civil rights activism and advocacy for public housing. His insistence on his right not to account for his political associations cost him his job at the Los Angeles Housing Authority. Kit Gage is director of the First Amendment Foundation and was a longtime associate of Frank Wilkinson. Kit Gage, take us back to Los Angeles in the early 1950s. What was Mr. Wilkinson up to?
Well, Frank got politicized about poverty and ran into some amazing folks and soon was assistant to the director of the Housing Authority and helping set up major new integrated public housing for L.A. He really methodically went through and figured out what the best housing would be, where it needed to be, talked to people, lived in public housing projects himself with his family, and came very close to putting together a project at Chavez Ravine, which people have heard about recently.
And then, during an eminent domain hearing over what he wanted to do with Chavez Ravine, which was put public housing there, he's asked a question about his political associations.
Right. It came out of pretty much out of nowhere. He'd just been, it was a regular routine hearing, and he was asked, what groups are you a member of? And he sort of stopped and then started thinking, well, you know, this isn't their responsibility to know this. And he took the fifth that first time he was in hearing. He said, I don't need to incriminate myself. He was suspended and then pretty shortly thereafter fired. And with that firing, down went this amazing public housing project, which was the intention of asking him that question, was to try to derail public housing in L.A.
He was later asked the same question by the California State Un-American Activities Board and by the House Un-American Activities Committee, where he had a different defense, actually, I gather. He pleaded not the Fifth Amendment, but the First Amendment.
Right. Initially, he didn't understand about civil liberties, but when he faced the House of Representatives, House Un-American Activities Committee, by that point, he was working with people, and they were looking for somebody who would take the First Amendment and take that all the way to the Supreme Court. And he looked around and looked around, and then he looked at himself and then said, I'm the guy.
He was jailed for contempt. It did go to the Supreme Court.
Yes.
And the Supreme Court upheld his jailing.
5-4.
It later turned out that he was the subject of a 132,000-page file at the FBI. It's extraordinary.
Really, the FBI was right. Frank was a dangerous guy. In those 132,000 pages, there were some files that said, Frank Wilkinson is not a criminal danger to anybody. What he's dangerous about is he's trying to derail HUAC, and we think that's terrible.
Here's the odd twist to his story. You worked with him for years, and
right.
You campaigned for the First Amendment with him. When Robert Sherrill published First Amendment Felon, the story of Frank Wilkinson, he reported that, indeed, Frank Wilkinson had been a member of the Communist Party for more than 30 years until 1975. You'd never known that during all that time.
No, it wasn't my business, and it didn't matter. And he quit the Communist Party for a First Amendment reason. They were criticizing the Ku Klux Klan for marching. And he was so mad at the Communist Party for going against the First Amendment that he quit the party. I think that's hysterical. And I think it's appropriate for Frank.
Well, Kit Gage, thank you very much for talking with us about your friend, the late Frank Wilkinson.
It's been my pleasure.
Kit Gage is director of the First Amendment Foundation in Washington, D.C. Frank Wilkinson died Monday at the age of 91.